Official climate negotiations at COP30 in Belém, Brazil have been thrown into disarray after a fire broke out at the summit's venue.
Everybody!
The incident took place on the second last day of the two-week-long event. The blaze triggered alarms as talks were taking place nearby, sending delegates, observers, and the media rushing for the exits. Officials eventually evacuated the premises. The CNA's Rachel Tang is covering climate talks, and she joins us live from the summit venue in Belém. So, Rachel, we understand that you and a crew were part of those who evacuated earlier. Could you take us through what happened, and what's the latest on the ground?
Right, Julie, good morning to you. Here, over here, it's pretty late at night, but earlier today, you know, at around 2 p.m. local time, I was walking around in the blue zone, which is where global negotiations happen right here at the UN Climate Summit. And all of a sudden, everyone started running away from some sort of commotion, and we couldn't tell what it was. And they were screaming at the top of their lungs, you know, run. And there was a lot of confusion. And I remember feeling this sense of impending physical danger because, as you know, last week there were protesters that broke into the venue and people got rather severely injured. And it was only until we got out of the venue that we saw smoke billowing out of the venue. And that's when we knew a major fire had broken out. You know, my crew was actually much closer to the actual fire than I was. And we've got some shots of the Africa Pavilion catching on fire in the middle of someone's speech. And things escalated pretty much quite quickly from there, because you know, the top, the tentage, the roof area of the venue, it actually kind of served as kindling for the fire, and it was basically fueling the fire. So I also spoke to some people who were evacuated alongside us, and let's hear what they have to say.
The organizers, the security people came with the fire extinguishers, but the fire extinguishers were quickly depleted without depleting the fire, because there's more fire extinguishers. And then more security came and evacuated more of the people quite in an orderly way. I didn't see anyone that fell or anyone that was injured. It happened within a matter of 2 or 3 minutes.
We were eating our lunch. We were very hungry, so we were eating, and then suddenly everyone started screaming and leaving the place. I had to rush eating my dish and everything, and then we had to leave the tent. Everyone was being pulled out, and basically what happened was that a fire started at the blue zone, at the very center of the blue zone. I believe it was controlled, but there was a little bit of mess.
Right, so now we're all here, safely evacuated from the conference venue, and I've got the COP30 media statement on my phone right now, and it says that 13 people were treated on site for smoke inhalation and they're currently being given more medical attention. And it also says the fire was controlled in around 6 minutes.
Okay, Rachel, good to hear that everyone is now safe. It is, of course, the second last day of the climate conference. And even before the fire, negotiations were expected to go into overtime. So OT for you. Sorry about that. So are we any closer, you know, to seeing parties reaching a consensus?
Yeah, so, you know, it's rather unfortunate timing, this fire that's happened. For now, the COP30 Brazilian presidency and the UNFCCC have jointly decided to temporarily close the Blue Zone, which, as I said, is where all the global talks happen. While the fire department, you know, carries out a comprehensive safety assessment, what this means for now is that delegates from across the world now have no venue at all to continue their climate discussions. And climate talks have basically come to a standstill. Like you said, it's the second last day of global talks, and over 200 countries, nearly 200 countries, have been hashing out issues like how to transition away from fossil fuels, you know, getting the climate financing for developing countries, and how to measure how ready countries are to adapt to climate change. But now we've essentially seen a whole day of negotiation time being lost. And this is considering that we have heard that talks are already likely to spill over one extra day, as we've seen during past COPs as well. So many have also pointed out the very irony of the fire breaking out at the climate summit itself, while actual fires and other climate risks are plaguing vulnerable developing countries like Africa, like those in Africa. So the verdict is still out on what the arrangement will be and how much the climate summit will be derailed and extended. So we'll give you the latest updates when we hear.
Okay, hang in there, Rachel. Thank you very much for that report. CNA's Rachel Tang, live for us from Belém, Brazil.